The suspect, now under arrest, is 71-year-old James Seal from Mississippi. Prosecutors say Seal was a reputed member of the white supremacist organization known as the Ku Klux Klan and was part of a group of whites that kidnapped two 19-year-old black men in May of 1964. The two victims, Henry D. and Charles Moore, were taken to a nearby forest, tied to a tree, and beaten. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez describes what happened next.
D. and Moore were beaten by their captors, then transported, and finally forcibly drowned by being thrown into the old Mississippi River, tied to heavy objects alleged to have included an engine block, iron weights, and railroad ties. These allegations are a painful reminder of a terrible time in our country, a time when some people view their fellow Americans as inferior.
The bodies of the two men were found months later, and James Seal and another man were initially arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, on murder charges in November of 1964. But local authorities declined to prosecute the two suspects, and the case was dropped. The case was reopened in 2000 after previously uncovered documents indicated the murders of the two black men took place on federal land, allowing the FBI and the Justice Department to once again pursue the case. A brother of one of the victims, Thomas Moore, pressed federal investigators to reopen the case after he found out that the main suspect, James Seal, was still alive. Seal's family had claimed for years he was dead. FBI Director Robert Mueller notes that the kidnapping and conspiracy charges against Seal are only allegations at this point that must be proven at trial. But Mueller says federal officials remain committed to prosecuting civil rights-era murder cases that have remained unsolved for decades.
These tragic murders are straight from among the darkest page of our country's history. And while sadly we cannot right the wrongs of the past, we can pursue justice to the end, and we will, no matter how long it takes until every living suspect is called to answer for their crimes.
In recent years, authorities in Mississippi and Alabama have won convictions in several notable civil rights cases from the past, including a 1963 church bombing in Alabama that killed four black girls, and the 1964 murders of three civil rights workers in Mississippi. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。